fascinating work that you've done in time travel. Tell me a little bit more about how you got into that.
Well, basically, time travel came up, obviously, doing my work with taking people into past lives to help them resolve issues and to move on with their life. And back in 1977, I asked the patient, a woman, to go into the origin. I said, go to the origin of your problem. And I assumed she would go into a past life. And what she did was went into the 23rd century. So that was very, a shocker to me, because I didn't expect it, and I sure wasn't leading her to do that. As I worked with progression therapy and discovered the technique, and my book, Past Lives, Future Lives, is the first book ever written on taking people into future lives, then as work became more relevant and more interesting with the progression, then the other, shall we say, paramount thing happened to me was then the time traveler aspect came in. And my work was being guided by time travelers. In fact, the way this works is actually related to your show again. The first time traveler from the future was a 36th century time traveler, the same century that Morningstar thought, well, I would be, but I didn't know him then. His name was Traxa, T-R-A-K-S-A, and he came back, and he, after communicating with me, as well as many of my patients and many of your listeners around the world who have reported that, he told me that, I said, well, why are you here? Why me? What's going on? And he says his purpose was, because of my work with time travel and regression and progression, was to introduce me to Art Bell. And I said, well, how does that come about? He goes, because his name represents the mission, and if you spell Traxa backwards, it's Ask Art.
Exactly.
And so basically, the work with time travelers, of course, opened up a whole new mentality. And in the future, you see, to me, the past, people do past life regressions, and that's fun, and that's interesting, and it can be therapeutic. But in reality, it isn't as therapeutic as people think it is. What is really therapeutic is doing what I call the super conscious mind tap, where I'm training the patient to introducing them, their subconscious, to their higher self, their perfect part of their soul's entity. But also going into the future is even more therapeutic, because not only can people avoid problems in the current life through simple age progression, but they can also get a much greater feel for their karmic purpose by future life progression. And they can also access spirit guides. They can connect with them, and they can connect with time travelers. Time travelers are available. There aren't that many around, but they will, if you appropriately and, you know, if you're patient and consistent and worthy of it, they will communicate with you. They will, and there are techniques I've developed to allow that to happen.